You're tuned to Jazz Oasis. I'm Steve, and this week's program leads off with Hampton Hawes.
Thank you.
And our first set opens with the American Songbook on display. We started with Hampton Hawes and All the Things You Are from May of 1956 off a package called the Hampton Hawes Memorial Album, featuring Hampton Hawes and the trio live at the Embers. Hampton Hawes piano, Red Mitchell bass, Chuck Thompson on the drums. Then Hampton Hawes again, this time Thou Swell, on the Savoy label from September of 1952. This time Hampton Hawes and the trio lined up with Joe Mondragon on bass, Chuck Thompson on the drums. And we wrapped up the set with Sonny Stitt, People Will Say We're in Love, from August of 1957. On a package called Sonny Stitt with the New Yorkers, on the Roos label, Sonny Stitt on alto, Hank Jones piano, Wendell Marshall bass, Shadow Wilson on the drums. And the three compositions, we heard Hampton Hawes play first, People Will Say We're in Love, that was Rodgers and Hammerstein from the show Oklahoma in 1943. Hampton Hawes again, and Thou Swell, that was Rodgers and Hart from the Connecticut Yankee, first heard in 1927. And we wrapped it up with Sonny Stitt, All the Things You Are, Jerome Kern, Oscar Hammerstein, from a show called Very Warm for May. You're tuned to Jazz Oasis. Program is a showcase for the music we call modern jazz. We call it modern because it's only 60 years old. Past week, I just picked up a package of some early James Moody sides. Let's grab a handful right here.
Thank you.
Sides by Moody from the 1950s. We started out a piece called The Bite from June 1952 on the Mercury label with James Moody, I believe on alto, Dave Burns on trumpet, Pee Wee Moore baritone, Sadiq Hakim piano, and Teddy Stewart on the drums. Then from January 1954, a couple of sides for the Prestige label. First, Keeping Up with Jonesy, again Moody on alto sax, Dave Burns trumpet, William Shepherd trombone, Pee Wee Moore baritone, Sadiq Hakim on piano, John Latham on bass, Joe Harris on the drums. And we wrapped it up with 100 Years from Today from that same session, again January 1954. You're tuned to Jazz Oasis. I'm Steve. We listened to signs that were recorded between the years of 1944 and 1964, and here is Wardell Gray.
Thank you. sky were dancing. One night perfect for romancing. The night a sinner kissed an angel. He wanted thrills. She wanted love. Oh, but her sighs were tender as he begged her to surrender. The night a sinner kissed an angel, and she believed that it was love. How was she to know that every lovely vow was part of the game he was playing? But to his surprise, he realized somehow he meant every word he was saying. Yes, miracles can happen. I know, 'cause I saw one happen. That night a sinner kissed an angel. That was the night I fell in love. Can happen, I know, 'cause I saw one happen. That night a sinner kissed an angel. That was the night I fell in.
Kissed an angel. He wanted thrills. She wanted love. Oh, but his sighs were tender as he begged her to surrender. The night a sinner kissed an angel, and so believed that it was love. How was she to know that every lovely vow was part of the game he was playing? But to his surprise, he realized somehow he meant every word he was saying. Yes, miracles can happen. I know, 'cause I saw one happen. Night a sinner kissed an angel. That was the night I fell in love. bright as in a kissed an angel. That was the night I fell in love.
Sarah Vaughan with Strings to round out our set. Let's go to the top. We started with Wardell Gray from November 1946 on the French label Jazz Selection. He called it Easy Swing. You may have recognized it as Steeplechase, one of the standards of the bop era there. Wardell Gray on tenor, Dodo Marmarosa piano, Red Callender bass, and Doc West on the drums. That was recorded in New York, by the way, even though it was on a French label. Then we listened to Wardell again, this time for the Prestige label, April of 1950, the first of a handful of Sinners Kissing Angels, A Sinner Kissed an Angel. Wardell Gray tenor, Phil Hill piano, Johnny Richardson on bass, and Art Madigan on the drums. We followed with Al Hibbler, his rendition from February 1959, and comes off a package on the Decca label called Al Hibbler Remembers the Songs of the Big Band, Sinner Kissed an Angel, Jack Plays, and the Orchestra Accompanying. And we wrapped it up with the last of the three versions, Sarah Vaughan this time for the Mercury label, April of 1956, accompanied by Hal Mooney and the orchestra. Once again, you're tuned to Jazz Oasis, and here's Miles Davis.
Thank you.
There's John Coltrane teamed with Paul Quinichet, both of them heard on a piece called Vodka from May of 1957, comes off a package on the Prestige label called Catton, featuring John Coltrane and Paul Quinichet, Mel Waldron on piano, Julian Yule on bass, Ed Thigpen on the drums. Vodka from John Coltrane and Paul Quinichet. Before that, Ballad Side under Coltrane's name, from May of 1957, packages called Coltrane on the Prestige label, Coltrane on tenor, Johnny Splaun on trumpet, Mal Waldron piano, Paul Chambers, and Tootie Heath, as the rhythm section While My Lady Sleeps was the name of the tune. And we started the set with the title track from Miles Davis, Milestones, from February 1958. Miles on trumpet, Cannonball Adderley, alto, Coltrane again on tenor, Red Garland piano, Paul Chambers bass, Philly Joe Jones on the drums. And that's got us at the end of the trail for another week. It's Jazz Oasis. I'm your host, Steve. We're here each week at the same time. We hope you'll join us again next time to take us on out. It's Howard McGee and the guys. Take my word for it. You won't hear Howard, but he leads the band.